How best friends express love?
Bitch.
Best friend, I love you. Bitch.
That's it. Oh,
I found a bunch of like memes. There's a page called Too Sassy, and they post a lot of girly, bitchy memes, and I love it. Like this one, it's pissing me off how much I actually relate to this one. I've been in a we almost dated but nah relationship so many damn times. Dating has become such an abstract concept to me. There are like 10 different levels of dating before you're actually dating. It's so confusing. I need a nap.
No, seriously.
See, with the guys I want to date, like where I'm like, we can be boyfriend, girlfriend, and I'm going to wife you, like wife me up, guy, because we would be an awesome team.
Cuffin season.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe cuffin season will lead to something.
It's so weird because it is like that. And then I was totally like that with my current boyfriend now. He asked me out like 3 or 4 times before I actually was like, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Kind of. I don't really remember a lot of those times.
She was pretty drunk.
I was wasted like the first like 2 weeks of us getting really sick. So, and he's not a fan. He brings it up all. He's like, yeah, well, maybe if you actually said yes the first 4 times I asked you. And I was like, I think I probably did. Yeah. But then I forgot I did.
I just want to make sure you really want it. You know, I was just pre-screening in a sense.
Actually,
that's how I do
fight
it.
Fight for my love in the actually, first month.
I'm digging this. Let's talk about it. But first,
enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Run the
world. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Ooh. I'm Vicky B. We got Sarah.
Oh hey.
We got.
This is the High Priestess herself, Destiny. Hello.
And joining us again, yay! The lovely Kiana.
Hello.
Hi. It's been a minute.
It has been.
How is the season gone for you work-wise?
Oh, it is over. Thank God. I'm very happy. But it was a very good season, so I'm also happy about that, too.
Money, money, money.
Money, money. Mm-hmm.
It's also cuffing season, which we learned last episode.
It is indeed cuffing season. Ooh. It is upon us. The rain is dropping. The Netflix accounts are spinning. Get it going, my loves.
So we didn't know what the hell that was.
Cuffing season.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, my gosh, I love this.
All right, do you want to explain
it
to
her? I love the whole regional thing. Like, cuffing season is such like a usual, thing over the East Coast, the phrase. So basically it means like when it starts getting a little cold, like you're done hoeing for the summer and you gotta
summer sluts done.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like the summer flings, you're done with that, and then so it gets start getting cold. So you get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, like you cuff them, you just all you're bunned up. Just get a boyfriend or girlfriend.
I get you.
Cuffing season.
I really hope like at the end of what would it be? Because fall, winter, spring, the end of spring, I'm like about to. It's hoe season, guys.
Hoe life.
I'm going to hoe it up.
Yeah, totes.
I actually got a really... Well, before we get into that, do we have the contact info, Destiny?
Yes, my loves. Hit us up on Instagram Instagram and or Twitter at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029. You can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com or hit us up at Facebook on Facebook at TheBroad-Cast.
Woo!
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Actually, since we're talking about cuffing season, I did just find this BuzzFeed article, and it says, how typical are your sex habits? I am very curious, very fascinated.
I'm very curious, too, because sometimes I think I'm super basic and vanilla, but then other times I'm like,
you do
then
it.
I like, but then I talk to other people, and I'm like, "Oh, you
basic
guys make me sound super
vanilla?
Kinky." Like, what?
You do it at like
I was
stadiums.
Just gonna say, didn't you engage in relations
in relations,
engage in the love making in the bathrooms.
Yes,
because she's a classy gal.
Various stadiums.
It sounds like hoe season is just
it's all year round.
But it's not like miscellaneous hoes you're banging. It's the one.
Yeah,
the one hoe.
The one hoe.
That's true.
When you bring that stuff up, that makes me not feel like I'm vanilla at all. But then other stuff, when I hear what other people do in the bedroom, I'm like. Whoa.
Well, we're about to find out. Vicky,
so that's
it.
There's vanilla ice cream. You're more like...
Vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean. No, no. I think vanilla bean with like chocolate
something?
Sprinkles. Like you
no,
have,
vanilla
you're not
bean
vanilla.
Is better.
Can I get some rainbow sprinkles?
Yeah. Yeah. With rainbow sprinkles. You are definitely rainbow sprinkles.
I mean, so rainbow down. Sprinkles, you say, what's up, Sarah?
I was actually thinking the same thing. All right. So it's basically a poll they did. Okay. What is your favorite place to have sex? And these are the options.
She doesn't. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
In bed, on the couch, somewhere I probably shouldn't be having sex, to be honest, in the shower, outdoors in nature, in the car, or in a pool or jacuzzi.
Bedroom.
Yeah, bed.
Somewhere I shouldn't be having sex.
I was going to say. So
no.
In my bed, got 82% of the votes.
Honestly, that's like compared to like every. Yeah, exactly. Like a couch. When you're on the couch, I feel like you're like, let's just do it right here. And then you're getting into it and then the knees are hurting.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
everything
it's comfortable like, and you're like falling off.
And the bed is right
like,
there.
It's like halfway into like yeah.
Yeah, no. And then you're like, why don't we just go to the bed? It's
well,
like
that's,
right there.
That's, so that was. So one of the dudes I was. Last quote-unquote relationship type thing I had, there was a situation where we were watching TV and he fell asleep. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't sleep for the life of me. Oh. And I was super revved up again because we had been doing it all day.
Mm-hmm. I think he hops on top real quick.
No, I didn't hop on. I woke him up.
Oh.
By speaking into the microphone.
Oh.
It was, so he wakes up and he's just like... Oh, it's on. And he just flips me over and I'm on the couch and it's comfy for me. I'm sure it was fine for him because he was doing it. And then he picks me up and we just run to the bedroom. It was awesome.
Aww. Wow. That sounds. Wow.
That was actually.
That was a really great visual. I actually
but
just got in my
it
head.
Was actually,
okay, I'm glad you said it. Okay.
It was actually, I don't even know what guy this looks like, but I'm just imagining. Yeah,
it was really sexy because I was wearing. It was kind of like a onesie, but it's shorts with a long sleeve. I have this.
Like a romper?
Yeah. Kind of like a romper, and it's a long sleeve red plaid.
Mm.
And oh my it's God, hard to sounds, take that off.
This sounds cute, actually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just found a way to have sex while having it on.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, it was so hot.
Plot twist.
I know.
I was like, God,
didn't
you made him
take
work
the
for
romper
that.
Off.
Yeah. So that's a filthy, filthy romper. I washed it.
So what would you rather do it?
I usually just a bed. Unless my sheets are clean, it's like, oh.
Dude,
that's the whole point. Yeah, I feel
although
you on that
the one, the same guy, I brought him over to my house and we had sex everywhere. I didn't want to tell my roommates on his couch, on the kitchen table.
Yeah, that's good the, to know for next time I come over.
Yeah. I cleaned.
Not in their beds, right?
No, not in their beds.
I must
that's,
say,
that's
though.
That's very disrespectful, I think.
Yeah.
Without
I think
their
so
permission.
Well, yeah.
When I have new sheets, I am so like a freak about not having sex on them for like. At least
just have sex on the floor.
At least a few, because they're so pretty
comfy.
And pristine, and they smell good, and there's no stains, and they're new, and they're not gonna get like washed or for like at least a couple weeks because I'm lazy. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh no, we're not doing it on the sheets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or like when you just make your bed, and it's like, God, the blanket. Because for me, I usually have a lot of stuff on my bed, a lot of blankets. So after I fix my bed, like the blankets are perfectly on me. But after a couple of days, they start to slide off to the left. So I have to like pull them all up yeah. And they're all kind of mishmashed.
So I'm the only one that would just do it out where I'm not supposed to.
Yeah,
yeah.
You guys, it's really, whoa.
See,
it's
I have
adventurous.
I have
invigorating.
It's so invigorating. Last week I went camping, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so yeah. We set up, we had a tent, right? And that's fine. I mean, I feel like you can do it in your tent. But like, so we were going to wait till it got dark. But like we set up our tent and we were just like so ready to rock. And there were like, it was like 4 p.m, like people just running around.
Welcome
like,
by.
You? Well, I don't know if you can see the shadow or not. Like, I don't know if you could. I mean, we couldn't see out, so I assume they couldn't see in, but
yeah.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I was so turned on. I'm like, oh, there's just a nice little family barbecuing over there. There's some dogs walking. Like, I was, you could just hear people frisbeeing. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But like, quiet. Just, like, quiet. It is, you guys just try it. Because you're like, not supposed to do this, but I can do this. And it's in my tent. So like,
no one can see me. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's legal. And if they can see the shadow, that's even like hotter. Me thinking they can see my shadow. Like,
No, I definitely had sex like in the woods and oh darn it! Sorry.
The woods and what?
Oh my! You shut your mouth, Sarah. No, it is pretty. It's pretty awesome. But then I found out the next day that like people were closer than what we thought. And we were a lot louder than what we thought.
Yeah.
And so my friend literally just like, "You guys last night kept us all up. We had to leave."
Oh.
So I was like, "I just started like, just started laughing." Yeah, we just both started laughing. Like.
See, it was just us two. So we like afterwards we like stayed in the tent for a little bit, and then we were like. So are we ready to do the walk of shame? Or so we like get out of our tent and I like roll, like physically roll out. Like, but we didn't have friends there to tell us if we were too loud. And I don't think anybody would be like.
Slow clap in
so
the background.
Funny.
You hear this like.
After we talk about this list of typical habits, I decided to look at like the best places to have sex at. And when I Googled that, it all of a sudden gave me
A picture of me?
No. It gives me a lot of the sex offender registry list.
Oh, I mean, oh, yeah. That's if, important too.
If a policeman catches you, you can go to jail.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Wow, ready to make my panties dry real quick, Vicky. You're welcome. Thanks.
Hey, as somebody who has had that multiple times, like the last time I did something like that, we went out, like we didn't have a place to do it at. Like we didn't have, like my house wasn't nearby or anything, and so we just drove around to like kind of back country roads until we found a place that had kind of a woodsy area, and oh, we got like the stinging nettles and sticker Ooh. bushes. We were all scratched up on the way out because we literally only had like 40 minutes, so we ran in there as far as we could until we couldn't see the car anymore and like did it up against a tree, and Dude. It was so hot.
40 minutes, that's a long, I mean, you could get done in like...
No, I know, 40 minutes between finding where to park, because there is no like place to park that has no houses around. Yeah. So you had to like keep driving if you saw a house, and then to get deep into the woods.
Yeah, the whole pedophile thing really is a buzzkill, but I think if like you like get arrested for like sex, streaking,
urinating in public,
public indecency.
Yeah, like I think like, okay, you know, like I've been streaking, I've been skinny dipping, and if I ever got arrested for it, I'd be like, that's a dope way to get arrested.
It's more or less
like,
guys, which I think is an unfair thing. But that's true. Anywho, let's go to number two. What is your sexual technique like? Is
what
it?
What the hell does that mean?
I prefer fast and rough. Oh. I prefer slow and gentle. I like to change it up each time. Or I prefer slow in the beginning and fast at the end.
I'm a switcher upper.
Yeah. Switcher upper for
change
sure.
Change it up.
I'm more into like the like let's get down like fast.
You're like, the I like rough all the time, but like fast and rough is like two different things. You know what I mean?
So like, you don't like the slow,
huh?
You don't like the slow?
No, no. Like sometimes I do like the slow, but like you can slowly choke me, and you know what I mean? Like, choke me. You know what I mean? So like,
I got ADD. If you don't get to the point, I'm gonna like start thinking about other stuff. I'm like, what do I have to do today?
Oh, sometimes the slow stuff though is so.
It gets the build up a little bit.
I think
bit,
yeah, you know? So like the romantic like, in a way and like
it depends on the person
like,
though. If you're with somebody you care about, cool. If it's like, dude, I just met you on Tinder, you like let's do this.
Yeah,
like,
don't look into my out. Eyes like that.
Oh, no, see, like, don't say my
name. I had a guy do that. Like when we went on a date.
Just call me girl or something.
Or babe. Like that's even okay, I guess. But I had a guy, like when he'd go to kiss me, I call him the face toucher.
Ooh.
And he...
I'm already like, breaking out.
All right. He like would grab my face. I wish somebody was close to me. He'd grab my face. Not like gentle, like full on, like, you know, like in the movies when the... It's like, I've missed you, and they grab your face. Or even like a soap opera.
Yes.
And he'd go in like tilt head, going in. I'm on a mission. Like,
you're like, no.
That was the last thing I saw until it's like face on mine. I'm like, okay. You're too intense. I had to tell him, dude, you're too intense.
That's
Stop.
Where you're just like, hey, I like doggy. Can we not?
No, this is just kissing, dude.
Oh. No, so like you guys think it's like super, like, I guess it is like a love-making sensual thing, but like I guess I was thinking of it more of like the build-up. Like I had the right kind of like build-up recently where just like I don't want you to stop, but like I also want you to like to go, but I also like want you to stay right there for like ever. Oh, he was so
like
good.
So.
So did he stay right there or did he go?
No, he stood right there. Right there.
Did you say a bad word again?
I did, but I yelled about it afterwards, so it'll be easy for you to
cover
find
it up.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna punch you.
That's fair.
Well, 43% say they prefer it slow in the beginning and fast at the end, with 40% after that saying I like to change it up each time. 11% prefer it fast and rough, and 6 say slow and gentle. Slow
six?
And gentle are probably ventil, virgins.
I'm going to say ventils.
Gentle, virgins.
Gruel.
Right. Do you have the big O every time you have sex?
No.
It's every single time. It's pretty rare, honestly. Sometimes, but it's not a must for me. Sometimes, if my partner actually reciprocates, nope, I never end up doing that.
You said sometimes, but, and I was like, what? Really? Is that what we're talking about? That's why I was like, what?
No, so like recently, it's been like very, very consistent, like yes, but like it doesn't have to always be. Like sometimes, like it's still just fun, but
Or sometimes, like I'm in a rush, he really wants to do it. I'm like, dude, we have 3.5 minutes to get this done. Can you do it?
Oh,
okay, here you go.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm here for that.
And then I don't.
Yeah,
it.
It's still fun though.
I've done that to my buddy. I'm like, my friend is showing up in like 2.5 minutes. Go. if you really like, let's go. And it was so hot because it was like we were both already dressed, ready to leave because it was cold out. So we just like pull pants down, do it, pull pants back up. It was awesome.
Yeah.
He got it done. I was so like impressed. I know most people you wouldn't think would be impressed with somebody getting
that
like,
quick,
that quick. But I was like, damn,
well done, sir.
No, I love it too. And then I'm like, I you're over your time, sir. I must leave now. Pants
little alarm goes
on.
Off. No, pants time. Sorry.
So sorry.
Time's up.
Blue balls for you.
See, I get two different kinds of big O's. One that's more of like a from the outside, and one's for during the act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get as big of one during the act, but I do get a bunch of little ones that feel great.
Mm-hmm. So when people like over and over and over.
Yeah, like as we go along, and it feels awesome. It's not the same by any means as like a big nice one I get when I'm by myself.
Unless, or when like, he goes to down to Southtown.
Yeah, but I usually like it's hard for me to concentrate to go to, you know, down south.
What's up?
But my favorite thing in the world, and it makes me feel so greedy, is when we're having sex and I'm like, hey, can I bust out my guy here, my little during, and it feels like that is like
so you get a better when you do it yourself.
Yeah. Well, I get that kind of O.
Like
it still
like
feels
a different. Type
it's
of
different.
O.
Yeah. It's stronger, I should say, not better, stronger. Because I do think like actually having sex when you're getting those, it feels really, really good. Mm-hmm. But like I get greedy. I'm like, can I do both at the same time? Because it's like eating like you have your chocolate ice cream and then you have your strawberry ice cream. Mm-hmm. But what if you get like Neapolitan with like sprinkles and whipped cream? Or a banana split, because I think that's funny.
Wait, I zoned out. Are we still talking about what?
Talking about O's.
Big O's.
I was like, so because
I have sex and I get a little help from my battery operated buddy.
But what? No, but the sprinkles and ice cream.
I'm just explaining how much better. Like sex is great, but if I add that, it makes it that much better.
Sprinkles to ice cream. Okay, I just
not sprinkles downstairs.
No, yeah, I was like, wait,
be a mess.
I think it's fascinating how like different girls are when it comes to that, you know, like I never knew, like some girl, like I have some friends who can't get the big O during sex and just foreplay, and I have some that are the opposite, and I'm just like, whoa, like I never even knew when I went to Lovers to get my first they'll ask me all of these kind of questions.
I was like, I never thought about it.
I don't know.
I
didn't know. I didn't know.
I know a lot of people can't, and this and that, and I'm like, well, mind blown,
right?
Okay, so like when you get, so like I recently, like luckily he was cool with it, but like I recently had like, well, you know how you say you have certain like really, really big O's.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I have like a like one huge one, like I start like shaking and like crying.
Oh wow. She's the one that cries through sex.
So like no, it's not during.
It feels so good.
No, not like a bitch. Leave
it's
me
just
alone.
Like tearing up.
Yeah, no.
You tear
up. No, I'm just crying. Like I have to like lay to the side, like I'm just like crying,
oh,
but like
wow.
And like yeah, just tears,
like
and,
that much of an emotional drain,
yeah, like,
kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess it's the like so much happens at one time that like this like my natural reaction.
Yeah.
So luckily the last guy I was with, he was totally cool with it. Like once
you
like,
roll over and start crying,
yeah, because you know I get the one was just like, are you okay? Like freaked out and they're like, no, this.
It's
other
like
guy
you
was,
crying, just have your finger up, thumbs
like,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
These are like, happy tears.
Yeah, and then so like he was just in that chill. He was like, oh yeah, I know they're happy. Happy tears because he
basically.
Oh, my bitch, please.
Basically, I was like, like oh, darn it! I don't know why I do that. I don't know why I do it. I'm sorry.
No, I get it. When sorry, I'm like, when I get the big O during when he goes to Southtown, and then it's just like just for me, and I can like afterwards, I can kind of like collapse and like
do your thing.
Yeah, because that is my selfish time, right? So after that, I'm like, oh my god! And then I just kind of turn to the side and like squeeze my legs, and I'm like, that feels so good. We all know, ladies, what I'm talking about. But I've never gotten tears from it.
No,
but
yeah.
Maybe
straight,
your guy
yeah.
was just like having all the emotions come out, you know?
No, dude, it was ugh, yes.
Yeah, I've never cried from it, but it's almost been too intense sometimes.
It's too intense. Like sometimes, it doesn't hurt, but sometimes it's like, ah.
Yeah, especially
like,
if you're going down Southtown. It's like sometimes I'm like, okay, you need to stop
need
for
to
a second.
Down.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a good thing, but like, whoo. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know? Have you ever cried out during sex for emotional reasons?
Ooh.
I have twice, and there's two different occasions, or types of occasions. One being when I was getting into, when I was learning, doing the whole bondage thing. And luckily I had a partner who was super, like he knew everything about it. He was a part of a group, and was very, like, he would stop, like, the role-playing kind of aspect, because he's not much of a talker, but he was always very silent, which kind of made it hotter, because it was like a shark just ready to, like, pounce on me and, like, do whatever he wanted, right? It was. He was very shark-like.
Darn it.
It was kind of like, it's just quiet. His eyes are just staring at me. Just like, you guys are making this not sexy. Yeah, speaking of dry underwear. But it was. He was so intensely staring at me. But then when we started having sex, and it was just super, like, I was tied up in, like, a weird fashion. It was super, like, your body's restricted. I think my arms were, like, tied to my legs.
Ooh. Oh, man.
It was kind of like
I know about that.
So we're all on this side of him, like, I don't think that's for me.
It was, like, forearm tied to thigh. And it was kind of like, I felt like I was in a W kind of position almost.
That sounds very uncomfortable.
It's pretty, and then the rope is in between, so he was able to grab onto the rope.
Oh, that's so hot.
Whoa. Ah. Like a seesaw?
Yeah, you can almost kind of like a, it's like a wobble.
Like a little horsey you'd ride on a merry-go-round.
But, like, we had done a lot of other stuff that involved, like, whips and, like, flogging and stuff like that, and it's a very emotional
thing. You say flogging?
Thing. Flogging.
What is
it? It's kind of like whips, but with, like...
you know what
like
sororities
a, like a
do?
Paddle? Like no, she had kind of like one of those whips that had multiple.
Oh, the cattail whips.
Yeah, things. Kind of, but they're not thin. They were. They don't hurt that as much as a cattail whip.
See,
not.
This makes me feel very vanilla. I didn't even know what that was, and you all knew what that was. You kinky mother effers.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say.
Like, I vlog every weekend. Thank you.
No, I remember my first tied up situation. I was just like, yeah. Yep. I agree.
But he would check in every like few minutes. He'd be like, are you okay? Okay. Like, he would need my verbal or just, like, we'd snap out of what we were doing. He's like, I'm okay. Cool. Proceed. Like, continue.
Safe word. Pineapples.
Because it was new for both of us. We were new in the relationship. So it was, like, making... He was very, quote-unquote, professional. At one point, we were having sex. And then, like, you kind of get into this weird euphoria. Like, my ex-boyfriend would say he was high. And I never really understood it until I started doing it. You do kind of become high. Like, you don't feel like you're in your own body. You just kind of disassociate and you're like, oh, my God. And every feeling, like, it does feel like you're on a drug. And so, like, I started crying because, like, I didn't really know how to handle, like, being high like that. And he immediately stopped and he just held me. And that's what, with a lot of these things, is called aftercare that people don't realize. Aftercare means, like, when you're done, you know, spanking, the name calling, the hitting and the, like, the bondage and all that stuff. It is emotional, even though you enjoyed it. Like, I remember one time I was totally fine. I'm like, yeah, I feel so invigorated. Then, like, a couple hours later, it's just like, whoop, you kind of get real sad. It's really weird because I'm guessing it has to do with, like, the biology, the chemicals and stuff. You're going high, then low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So aftercare is when they, like, hold you. They take care of you. Mm-hmm. They make sure you're doing okay.
Does it happen after, like, every time?
You should. If you don't do it, if you're the person inflicting the pain and stuff, and you don't do it, refuse to do it, you are a piece of crap.
You got problems.
Mm-hmm. No, that is
so. Every time you do it, you go from like a high to a low.
Well, not necessarily the high low, but you're supposed to do aftercare.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Every time,
it's just a part of the, you know,
the process,
the playing. Yeah,
yeah, how you play.
Yeah.
I want to find and see if I can get like an actual professional in here, and they can probably explain it a little better.
Ooh, that is my mission. You can flog me.
Then there's different tools that don't really hurt that much and where to hit.
Hoe all year long.
I bruise so easily.
I literally don't know what you're trying to say.
I bruise. Yeah, that bruise so easily.
Oh, so she can't. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she can do it. Sure, why not? But like, seriously, my boyfriend will like bite me like for like a second, and then it'll be like a mark. Like so
I love
easily.
That.
Could you imagine if I was in that and I got whipped and said I just came and you're like, oh,
I can imagine.
I bruise easily too.
I kind of want to imagine it. I kind of like I love when like afterwards, like he's like turned, like he like turned around, like to like piss off his clothes, and you just see like all the scratches I left like on his back. I'm just like,
you got some claws, girl.
Marked my territory.
But the answer to do you get the big O every time during sex? Only 35%. The majority said sometimes, but it's not a must for me.
35%. Oh.
Mm-hmm. What's the next one? Have you ever experimented with food play?
Yeah.
I got one that's not what you think.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Never? You guys never have? No,
so, you know what? Not yet. I don't know how I have
this means something else.
So it says, yeah, it's actually my routine foreplay. Someone's like, I've dabbled with some popular stuff like chocolate whipped cream and strawberries.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
No, but I've always wanted to, and no, that's gross. I would never. There's some people that go on full mode where they like smush food in each other's faces. Some people are like, ooh, I put some whipped cream on my nipples. That kind of stuff. So I know, guys and girls, don't ever put anything with sugar down there on a girl. Don't do that because bad things will happen.
Just yeast infections.
That. you can say that. I just didn't want to. But yes, don't do that. There is plenty of lubricants and flavored stuff that have no sugar. That being said, I was with this guy who I found on Tinder, and it turned out he was into the kinky stuff too, but he wanted me to do more of the stuff to him, which was fun. And we experimented. We did our thing. He was bi. And he had this thing where he wanted me to, like, whip him gently on the boys.
Oh, no.
With what?
Twizzlers.
I was gonna ask him his
liquor. I came by and he had like Twizzlers hanging out there, and he's like,
"These aren't for eating."
Because we were just like, we're experimenting. I made him eat one.
All right.
But I was just like sitting there lightly hitting him.
He loved it.
He thought it was fun. He liked it.
Oh, weird.
But that was my story.
Oh, okay.
I've definitely done like the whipped cream, and I've had like the candy panties and bra and stuff, which is like,
oh my god, what are those? I've never even seen
it's like a
pair
candy necklace.
You get them like at Spencer's
bra, and it's like really unnecessary, and the candy doesn't really like taste good.
No, it's really just for like sex, like you go to like the festivals, like I can totally see people at raves and Burning Man and stuff wearing those.
But one time I decided, I don't know why, to use honey. Down.
Oh no!
On the dude.
No, that's
to make it taste better. And so I don't really remember, but I think I just like had a little trail and then like got to it and I was like, honey. But I didn't really think that like his whole like pelvic part would be covered in honey. So my forehead and my bangs, every time I'd go down, would get like stuck in the honey. It was so bad, guys.
Honey,
I was
home.
Like,
I
this
that.
Did not turn out to be like, sexy. And then my bangs and my it was all stuck to me.
That sounds bad.
All over shower.
Honey,
it's
just
like, hope you didn't have clean sheets.
No, we were at a hotel. I would have killed someone.
The funny thing is about this, it says only 30%, 36% say, nah, that's gross, I would never. 33% said, no, but I've always wanted to. And the only one that said, yes, it's in my routine foreplay is 1%.
Yeah.
Get out of that routine. Like, unless you're always hungry and, like, you got to do both at once.
Just eat some pizza while you're, you know, doggy style while watching the Discovery Channel.
Does that consider then?
I'm just like, it's okay, you can rest the pizza on my back.
I did that yesterday.
Wow. Well, then sure. Next one is, do you prefer doing it with the lights on or off?
Off. For sure.
Unless I love it because my room, I have a lot of light, natural light, and my bed's right next to my big window. So at night, I'll pull the curtains open a little bit. So you get a little bit of light. It's so hot.
I love how we all say off, and I'm pretty sure like all guys would say on.
Well, we got these cool lights at our place that change color. We have a little remote control thing for it. So we'll play with those sometimes because we have set up through all the house. So we can like just control it through the whole
entire
house.
Dude, that sounds dope.
There's kind of fun with that. We should connect it to the music because there's some that'll like
just
change
color with music.
That'd be cool. And like red would be like romantic and kind of sexy.
I actually hooked up with a guy who had those. They're fun.
Pattern, so it will change up. There's a couple different pattern settings you can put it on, but it is kind of fun because like all the different colors.
See, the guy I hooked up with, like, because he was an artist, like I date a lot of artsy-fartsy artistic guys, and we were joking around. I'm like, what color are you? Or he's like, what color would you think for me? Because my favorite color has always been blue.
I was going to say blue.
Yay!
Maybe it's because you're wearing blue, but still. killing it.
It's Blue Friday.
But blue. He's like, you're blue or gold, he said, but like when we have like when we're having sex and you're in that moment, you're gold. And I'm like, huh? And he's like, what color am I? And I'm like, you're very much a purple to me, but then in that moment you're red. So we made a playlist and I called it with like red meets gold or something.
I've never thought of what color people are. That is so weird.
Like you just see somebody and you're like, you think of a color, you just kind of go for it. But I'm afraid of saying that to people because some people will really hate a color and then it's almost insulting. Like if you say I'm
how
yellow,
dare you?
If you say I'm yellow or orange, that's weird. Like I don't like those
colors.
Not my favorite colors. Anywho, 25% or 64%. A little dim mood lighting is perfect.
I agree.
And not in the pitch black. I mean, a little bit of something. But
I have Pandora playing.
I have like sparkle lights. I have like a wall of lights. So like glows a little bit. So yeah, that's thank you.
I have this thing, and I haven't had sex in my room with these yet. But I have Christmas lights in my room. But I bought this attachment. It's like you connect it to the wall and you connect it to the lights, and it lets you adjust the dim settings. Oh, so I have Christmas lights, but they were really bright, so I could never fall asleep with them on. Because they were too bright, so now I can adjust the settings to make. And I wouldn't want to have sex with them either, because it would pretty much light up my entire room.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I got them down.
Very cool.
All right. Have you ever role played in bed?
Not like seriously. Like the most
not
I've
like,
done.
Yeah, I'm a schoolgirl.
Yeah, no. The most I've done was being a sub and stuff, and like just playing like that role.
The kinky stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't really feel like we are role playing. Like that's just the dynamic of our.
The situation,
yeah, and so yeah, no, and it seems weird to me. And it's also a no for me that I would try. I don't want to.
I would want to do it, but I'm trying to think if I. I don't think I have, but it seems like a lot of work to be
you
honest.
You do like the costume, sexy outfits. Like I think the sexy outfits are one thing, but then once you actually take on a character, that's very different.
It seems like a whole.
That's too much work for me.
Yeah.
And then I feel like we'd break character. Like I feel like. It wouldn't really last, and then we'd be like,
I just feel kind of stupid doing
exactly.
You know,
it's kind of like those the parody porn, like the SpongeBob and all these other ones. They're so dumb, they're so silly. Like I was watching like a GIF of like the Family Guy one where like the guy who plays Quagmire is doing like the Quagmire head, but he's a real life person. It's just like the head bob. I'm just like, I'm not gonna have fun watching this. I'm gonna watch it because this is gonna be stupid and like weird. Yeah. But I don't want to get. I'm not gonna get turned on by this.
Even just like the porns that are like schoolgirl teacher. Like even some of those are so bad to me.
Yeah.
Like,
I want porn where they don't really talk.
Oh, I
fast forward it so hard.
It's on mute to me. But I want to hear some groaning and moaning.
Yeah. I'll fast forward through that part.
Just a couple little volume clips on there,
so you just hear a little bit. Just a little bit. Don't speak.
Most people think it would be weird. 37% said it would be weird.
I would definitely try it. I mean,
I've done what Destiny's done, like the bondage stuff, but that's it. All right. Do you try to drag out how long you're having sex for? Yes, the longer the better. No, I get bored if it lasts too long. It depends on how much time we have, and it depends how good the sex is. I like going through little bursts myself. Like, I want to have, like, maybe a 5 to 10 minute session, like, have it be really awesome, really good. That, you know, just like, let's get it on, unless it's like a lovey dovey crap thing. Then that one can be a little longer. But then I want to do it again in like a half hour.
Yeah, no. Like the most for me, like I always, I guess not bored, but I need a break in between. But I constantly want to have sex again, probably. Like, just like, okay again.
Yeah, I never try to drag it out unless like I'm really close and he's like about to. And I'm like, no. But
you must be nice having sex with.
So nice. Don't do it yet, babe. But no, I'm like, no. Just because sometimes.
Some guys can last like an hour.
Yeah. Forever. Yeah, and I'm sitting over here okay, this already happened for me maybe twice. Like, I'm not going
to
say over,
but
pretty over. Yeah.
It hurts.
I'm sore.
And I'm bored.
I'm sick of the thrusting motion and my legs here and there. I want to
snack.
Yeah,
I know
I'm hungry. I'm so dehydrated.
It's like, now I have to go to the bathroom. Hurry up.
Yeah.
46% says it depends on how good the sex is. How about you, Kiana?
It really just depends, I guess. I don't know. I think we just let it just go naturally. I mean,
Kiana's one of those, like, I want it to last longer, babe.
what's your average sesh? Like 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, probably. So it depends if we're having morning or if it's evening or, you know, kind of what's going on.
If the cat's watching.
Preheating.
The cat's watching.
Your cat's a whore, dude. Like, what a creep.
Well, fortunately, the cat is not living at our place right now, but will be soon. So the door will just have to stay closed for that.
That's what
I hated. Like whenever like the guy would like try to initiate something, I'm like, dude, your dog's on the bed. Like,
ew, no.
See, Duke, he never really hung around when that stuff went down.
Like, why are you hurting mommy?
No, he just kind of like whatever, just walk away. He's not too pervy.
This is not interesting.
All right.
Sit there judging me. Just like,
you're doing it all wrong, Mom.
Number eight. It's like, let me show you how this doggy style's done.
Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph.
Number eight, would you ever video yourself and your partner having sex?
Yes. And then watch it and then delete it because y'all not going to catch me slipping.
You don't want to pull a Kim?
Girl,
no. Girl, like, she sold that.
Maybe if I got hella money from it.
No, I'm gonna say it's no guarantee now. Like, it's already been done.
I wouldn't not.
I mean, if I knew, whatever. Go ahead.
If it was Ray J, maybe.
What the?
She did with Ray J, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would he's the lamest person?
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Sexy. He's got a weird penis, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I never actually watched it. I never cared that much.
I watched a little bit, and she's so
like phony.
Lame.
Yeah. She seems lame. Anyway,
but. I've always wanted to, honestly.
I can film it for you.
I've always wanted to.
I want to make it production. I want to make it good.
But I always want it to be like to where I'm feeling like super sexy. But I'm also really afraid that I'm just going to judge the crap out of myself.
Yeah.
That's what I look like when I do that. I'm so sorry.
I know. I made the mistake of hooking up with a guy who had mirrors on his ceiling.
That's not your place to have mirrors.
You're like, oh, dear God, that's what I look like.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was fine when he was on top, but when I was on top and I looked up, I'm like, oh, God, nope. Granted, that was a better angle. It was looking
down
instead of like a mirror down below. Double chin.
Oh,
yeah. No,
plus,
thank
I would
you
have
on
to delete
video.
It right away. Like, it'd have to be on my phone because I'm so afraid of.
Like, oh, man.
I went up. Into the cloud. Oh, you don't have an iPhone, though.
But what if it is? Everything's in the cloud.
It could be in the cloud.
I've done a video of myself, but I did a close-up so you couldn't see. I mean, like, you just see, you know, girl parts. You're not really seeing a...
See, that's kind of hot. Because then that's just, like
that
area.
Yeah.
So then that's, like...
That could be anybody.
And that's, like, looking, like...
And I make sure my tattoos aren't in the picture.
I was going to say, I can't remember anything.
Oh, darn.
Distinguishing.
Pro tip.
All right, this one. Have you ever had sex in a public place? The first
Who
one is Sarah.
Who does that? That's
I
just
prefer to have sex in a public place. That is Sarah.
That's so rude of people.
Yeah, what disgusting
taking
human
up the family
beings.
Bathrooms.
I know.
I was thinking, reminding like the car sex. Like I haven't had car.
Dude, I was going to last night, but then I was just so tired, and I was like, "Yo, you're really tall."
Let's it's so uncomfortable. Like I'm tall, it's uncomfortable. Like,
maybe it's a Vicky-sized people, it would be like somewhat.
I date tall guys. It's uncomfortable for them. Yeah. It's fine for me.
Yeah.
I used to have the convertible. I used to pretty much like, so the back of the part, like when the convertible top's on, you know how in any car, like and you're in the back seat, there's like a little space behind the headrests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Convertible had something like that, but when you put the top down, that's where the convertible top goes. So it was basically a deeper hole instead of just kind of like a flatter surface.
Giggity.
So I'd put myself into like the little nook. I put it like pretty much belly button up, kind of get in there, and the guy kind of did his thing from behind.
Dang.
It was also when I was a little, like, you know, I was 18.
You had
I was a little more
done right.
So more acrobatic.
A little bit at the time.
More flexible back then.
Dating more flexible guys. Would you ever watch porn with your partner while having sex?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. I want to do that and then imitate the porn.
Why haven't we done it already anyway?
That's weird.
Yeah.
What? How often do you engage in speaking into the microphone?
That's
like every time.
Every time.
It's so fun. It's so good.
Unless I do too.
It's so fun.
I like it.
Oh,
I don't think I was expecting you to say that.
But I do.
It is fun.
It's so good.
I like it too, but I don't do it every time. Oh,
I don't do it.
I mean, because we do it a lot.
Oh.
So
my jaw gets tired.
It gets sore sometimes. And sometimes I'm just like, let's just do like a quick bada bing, bada boom. Let's like not do the whole like spiel deal.
See, I don't.
Sarah.
I don't know. Isn't that what it sounds like for you guys too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, but God.
Is it bad? I really. My boyfriend, right out of high school when I was like 18 years old, I only been with the one guy, and then most of our relationship, well, a couple technically at that point. Like, I had one serious boyfriend for like 2 years, and he was away for most of that because he moved. I dated another guy for 2 months.
Oh,
bitches, look who's here.
Just popped
in. Who's that microphone right there?
Huh?
There's a that microphone one? Right there.
Oh, whatever.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi. Who are you?
Hi. I was walking by and I was like, oh, they're podcasting.
Wait, hi. Who is this? I don't even know who
it
you
is
are.
Sailor Sage.
Oh,
actually,
lady.
You're totally missing out on like the best thing ever.
We've been inviting you and inviting you and inviting you and inviting you.
I know. Normally, right now is my busy time, but. Our entire like software thing is down. So.
Oh, hey. Oh, sweet. Actually, pull up a chair.
No, I can't. I got it.
Okay, well, you're
gonna try to figure it out.
No, you don't have to. We're talking
you
about.
You don't have to do work.
Yeah, I think.
It's just
Friday,
tell them I said it's okay.
Which is pretty much Saturday.
It says, how typical are your sex habits?
I think I actually took this quiz.
Oh, so do you have time for a quick quiz then?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, yeah.
Here, I'll just start from where we were at, because, yes. The next one on here, or I'll tell you the last one, we were saying, it surprised me, Kiana. She was like, I like doing this one, speaking into the microphone.
A lot. A lot. I don't know what the big deal is.
Kiana's what's the deal with speaking into the microphone?
Andrew's a lucky man.
Yes, he is.
He's like, he knows it.
I'm confused. What was the question?
Do you like, or how often do you engage in speaking to the microphone?
A lot.
A lot. All the time. The only time I don't is if I don't know you and we're hooking up. Like, I just met you and we're hooking up. I don't know how dirty that thing is. I'm not putting it
in. Yeah. But you'd let it go in your hoo-ha?
It's with a condom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those things exist.
Yeah. Sarah forgets
it. See, I would much rather do than let in my...
So what's the next one, Victoria?
Everyone just stares at me like I had eight heads or something.
I didn't look at you.
Like, speaking
I'm,
of heads.
No, I'm just thinking about, like, can she say that? Probably not. Next one.
Probably.
Do you engage in self-acts while having sex?
Like self-play?
Yeah, self-pleasure. Having... You know what you normally do when nobody else was there.
While having sex.
Like, yeah. Can I say that?
No.
You can't say any of that.
But that's like an anatomy part.
No, but you're using it in a sexual reference. Yeah. And it's not like saying, doing this will cause cancer.
Wow, you straw, camel's freaking back. Yeah,
you
hey, don't throw me in the bus. Don't
Destiny.
Throw me under the bus. Don't
Destiny
be throwing me under the bus.
As much
she,
as I did
she,
now.
Don't she has worked in radio a lot me. Less time than you
and
have.
I am always apologizing. You're doing it on purpose. You're doing it on purpose. Sorry, Sage. We love you.
Good
Lord.
Anywho, who does this?
I mean, yes. You've got to get yourself off, right?
No, but like during sex.
I mean, if it's not.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't like.
Not 24, I don't like, you know, the entire time.
I don't like you doing it myself. That's why I have my battery operated boyfriend.
Bzz. Well, yeah.
To help me with that, like during sex.
Like that's why he's here. He should be. No, yeah, I feel that. that like. But no, it's better.
All right. Bingo. So what is a must have during sex of these? Porn, sex toys, lube, or a bed?
Toys. Neither.
None of those are needed.
Oh.
But all like, are like, encouraged? I don't know.
Out of those, I would choose a bed.
Yeah, a bed.
Yeah.
Toys. I have more. Like,
Vicky loves
like
her toys.
So like for me, like I get real greedy. Like sex is great, but then if I include this thing, it's like,
way better.
It's just amazing.
Okay. So are you busy? Let this be the last one for Sailor Sage. So she's gonna run out.
Do you prefer to have sex during a specific time of day?
Yeah.
Don't wake
24/7.
Mic drop. I love it. Give me a high five, though. Bye.
Bye.
That was a cute end, mic droppy.
Don't wake me up. That's my only thing.
No, girl. Ugh. Like, I don't like morning sex. Like, me waking, like, I am.
My breath stinks.
So unaroused. Yeah. I hate the world. I don't even like myself when I first wake up. Like, I just need the shower and coffee.
Your breath stinks. Your hair is a mess. You're sober.
You're so
possibly hungover.
You don't have to, like, necessarily make out a lot in the morning.
I just, like, I
don't know. It gets me, it kind of gets my day going on a good, you know?
See, no, the few times I've had it, like, I get it, but, like, it's so hard. It's rare and it's so hard for me.
I don't mind morning sex, per se. I don't like being woken up.
Yeah. You know what?
Don't
That's very true.
Don't wake me up for anything.
Don't wake me up.
No, I agree with you on that.
But morning sex is my favorite. Yes, I love afternoon sex. Sex at night is the best. Now I enjoy doing it any time of the day.
I like it at night. I like doing, like, I love like the whole, like, darkness and just, like, doing bad things.
I like night, too, but I'm weirdly, like, into, like, afternoon. Like, I don't know why if we get up so early so my body thinks it's, like, time to go to bed. But, like, in the middle of the day, I'm, like, so into or wanting to.
Yeah.
But my boyfriend's still at work, so I'm, like,
you're like,
well,
all right.
Here's my toy, you know.
No,
and
like,
I'm like, sorry, babe. I already took care of it. So.
No, like a Saturday, and we're all just like being lazy and like stuff like that. Like, yeah, like
Saturday.
Yeah. That's like an all day thing.
Yeah, like you got Netflix going on. Yeah, and you order food in all day. You got breakfast. Like, you don't go. Oh, I want a day like that.
Me
just
too.
Have sex and food all day.
Cuffin season application.
Yes, please. 15. How important is foreplay to you?
Very.
Depends.
It depends.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine, but like usually when I'm real ramped up, I'm like, just go. Take your pants off. Let's go. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Like, oh, I love, like, but for, like, yeah,
but like if it's
fine.
Like the third time in the day or something, I feel like I'm going to need some preheating to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to preheat the oven because then it's like dry.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, whoa, another time? Here we go.
All right.
Get it?
Now, for me, that's why that's why they make these products to make it easier.
Lubrication.
Lubrication.
Mm, that's true.
Do you ask someone's STI status before deciding to have sex with them? Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're honest. I still ask them, like, you're clean, right?
I just use condoms.
That is actually but I use condoms every time. I do ask.
I mean, probably. How many times are people going to be honest?
I mean, okay.
I know, it's so terrible, but
I did go out with a guy and, like, we went on a date. We didn't do anything. I think we just maybe kissed, like, just a good night kiss, if that. And he's like, I just want to let you know, this is what I got going on. Like, that's my ex cheated on me. And I'm like,
that's nice.
Yeah, like, and he's like, if this is a deal breaker, that's fine. I just wanted to give you a heads up before. Like, I really like you. We had a great time, and, like, I don't want to proceed if it's going to be, you know, just want to make sure.
That's
crazy. I was like, that'd be kind of stupid of me to, like, say no to you because of this thing that you didn't ask for. Your ex cheated on you and gave you this. Like, I want to get to know who you are. So, it didn't work out because he's kind of a vagina, but he's such a pansy. But, yeah, I do ask.
So you didn't like him because of his personality?
Yeah. Like, eventually.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable having sex if there's other people around?
Oh, I love it.
It's cool.
Yes. I think it's so weird when, okay, so, like, if you're sharing a hotel room with someone or, like, your friend, like, Vicky and I, we always go to a radio convention and we always share a hotel room, two beds. I have absolutely no problem if I'm sleeping in one bed and she's doing in the other bed. It, like, to me, it doesn't even phase. Even if she was right next to me in the same bed, I don't care. Like, I really don't care at all. Like, do you, as long as you're not, like, touching me with things and stuff.
I don't think I could perform. Oh, God, that just reminded me of something that happened with Sarah.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to.
So, when I lived in my...
Do I want to know this?
So, when I lived in my first apartment...
Oh, I'm so scared.
In Northgate, which y'all, like, everyone except Destiny got to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not sorry.
This is when we started our famous parties.
She gives me the finger.
I'm sick of your stuff, Sarah.
Good job editing yourself, Justin.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Nonverbal.
This was like the second or third party we had, and our parties were starting to get popping. Like, they started getting bigger and bigger. Our parties have gotten nuts. That's why we don't do them anymore.
Oops.
But I invited a guy I was kind of seeing at the time. So the guy we ran into, you guys, when I went on a date with him in Mercer Island, and BJ and Sarah ran into me. The guy almost got in a fight with BJ because BJ comes up behind us and he's like, man, I can't believe they let Mexican in this park. And this guy's like, oh, my God. And then we turn around like, nice, BJ. He's like, oh, you know this person? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Sadly.
Yeah, he's being a smartass. I'm sorry. Because he was just like, can it defend me? You know? He's a really nice guy. God. But I take him into my room because he makes a rule. Like, I won't have sex with somebody if they're drunk, but unless I know them, and we had been hanging out for a little while. So we were about to go do stuff. I'm doing stuff for him.
Wait, that's your rule or his rule?
His rule.
Oh, wow. Okay. Like,
and so I'm doing stuff for him, speaking into the microphone. I hear my door start to open. I immediately, like, put a pillow over, and I'm laying on top of it. Or it might even been a sheet. And I'm literally laying on top of his stuff to hide it.
Is
and
it me?
And like... Sarah walks in, and she's like, hey, girl, I'm going to go now. Bye. She gives me a kiss on the cheek when, like, his... on my other Aww. Cheek.
I should have done it on the mouth. That taste is so familiar.
Oh my God.
What is that?
Salty.
No.
But I'm sitting there, but I was pretty drunk, so it didn't, like, fully register. It's not one of those, like, very vivid memories.
Like, that's so funny. I have no idea.
And I'm just like, yeah, okay, I'm just sleeping here.
I'm so drunk.
But, like, now it would have been like, Sarah, I'm bleeping Excuse bleep me. Right now. Get
and
out.
I'd be like, you go, girl. Deeper.
Get
deeper.
Do you guys want a condom? Do you guys need anything?
I'm cool mom.
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
See, I used to, my ex would say I was really bad at speaking into the microphone. And I kind of want to go back to him now, years later, and be like, bitch, take your pants off. I got something to prove.
Yeah,
I've practiced.
Yep. I understand that. Not the microphone. I was always pretty eye at that.
But I don't mind having sex if there's other people around, but I have to make sure they're cool with it. Like, my roommate, he's heard me, like, twice ever.
Yeah.
I've heard him plenty of times, although I haven't heard them now that his wife's moved in.
Oh?
So, that's surprising.
It's always weird hearing people. I mean, like,
I guess I don't care. Like, every time I hear, like, or, like, I don't know, something, it's just like, hee-hee. Like, it's, like, one of those
Things.
But
then it's, like, when I first slept over my boyfriend, where my boyfriend's living, like, one of the first times, we were woken up at, like, 2 in the morning by his roommate and this girl. Just, like,
going
but
at it.
It wasn't just, like, one time. It was a constant, like, you hear the thrust, and then you hear, and I was, like, and I didn't really know my boyfriend, because we weren't, you know, and I was, like, are they having sex upstairs? And he's like, yup. And it was like for like at least a half an hour. Like, but you never heard the dude. I thought it'd be funny.
Remix.
And I was like, we should just start making noises and like battle.
Try banging on the wall and stuff like that. Like I'm going to run through this list real fast. We'll just say yay or nay.
All right.
All right.
Have you ever used toys during sex?
Yay.
Vicky, yeah.
Would you ever take part in a threesome?
Yay.
Yeah, I really want to, but it's never going to happen.
It's so going to happen.
My boyfriend's not a fan.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
No.
I have so fallen asleep when he was going down south. He was real in it to win it. I didn't even know I fell asleep because let's get real, I was drunk. And the next morning he was like, Sarah, you went like limp. And, like, was not responsive. Like you fell asleep. And I was like, you must have been real good. I just passed out.
Oh my God.
But sex, I don't think so.
No.
If you had to give up sex or your favorite food, which would you choose?
Oh, my.
Favorite food, because my favorite food's like just not
a lot of
favorite food. It's not healthy.
Favorite food.
Oh, okay.
Would you give up sex?
Not all food. I don't know why. I would just say
when your favorite.
Okay.
Girl, we ain't starving.
Or have sex or die. Like, damn, I had to really think about it, too.
Well, how long do I have?
Yeah.
How long is it going to take for me to starve to death?
All right, Destiny, sex or cupcakes?
Oh, cupcakes.
I just got super serious.
Give up cupcakes.
Cupcakes, that was so cute.
Sarah, sex or cottage cheese? That's your jam.
I gotta go sex.
You'd give up my livelihood.
No, I'd give up cottage cheese. I'd choose sex. That'd be kind of sad if I chose cottage cheese.
I was like, cottage cheese is better than sex, huh?
But I like how it's totally acceptable that I chose cupcakes over sex.
Oh, you did? Okay, I thought you were giving up cupcakes.
No, she chose cupcakes.
Oh, cupcakes are amazing.
Yeah, and it's like my that's my business. That's my boom. Bye. Anyway,
I was myself.
Kiana, I don't really know what your favorite food is. You eat everything.
I don't really have a favorite food.
You've been the least pickiest food eater ever.
I'm adventurous. I like to try things.
Yeah.
Like the weirder the better. I'm that person.
So I think when we had our old podcast, it was Intern Radio or with Tahiti Steve or I think even Kyle was on there
at
the time.
Yeah, Kyle.
We did a list of like what foods have like weird foods have you tried? And she tried almost everything on the list. It was like 50 food items, by the way.
Yeah,
she's tried everything. So,
awesome.
I wouldn't give up sex.
No, I wouldn't give up sex.
I need this.
What's the next one?
We'll talk. That was it. The 200 best places to ever have sex. We'll talk on the next podcast.
Ooh, I need this list in my life.
I posted that. Thing.
That was a lot.
I will tease one of these because it sounds real sexy on a dock at night.
Under the stars.
I actually have a story about that, you guys.
We'll talk about it next week.
And we will talk about it next week.
Cliffhanger.
Awesome.
Ready, my loves. Have an awesome weekend.
What did we learn? We're a bunch of whores.
Yeah.
Awesome.
In a good way. I take it.
Hair flip.
Bye, guys.
Bye.